Bama Snow. This is the only December 24th, Christmas Eve, that I can know about for sure. This 24th day in the final month of a millennium. The stockings are not hung by the chimney with care, since we will be celebrating Christmas at the homes of two of our children, seeing all grandchildren and all one godchild in the same 24-hour period. The weather is overcast and the temperature is rising, somewhat comforting since perhaps 50 of my Christmases so far in Alabama have been warm and overcast. This is Christmas for us Bamians, and no amount of dreaming can conjure up real snow, real cold and creamy snow. We will be departing for Fairhope, Alabama, tomorrow, Christmas Day, in the midst of a solar eclipse, the last Christmas Day solar eclipse for 383 years or so. Better appreciate it while I'm here in mind and body and zeal. Liz is out decking her client with newly designed brochure, and I am full of freshly peppered grits and microwaved bacon and Teflon eggs, and am now running copies of my brochure that I use at the book loft to try and make more sales so that I can afford not to work on Christmas Eve and instead spend a little quiet time in my little home on Birmingham's south side. Bing Crosby's electronically reproduced voice is singing below deck a carol about Bethlehem and other tunes about soft feelings at holiday time. The trash can is full of debris from Christmas gusto, waiting for the collectors to come back from holiday and haul away the drippings. Louie next door is snug a TV and cozied against the gray sky. Debbie next door is perhaps away yonder in Atlanta to see old and new grandkids. Neighbors Margaret and Frank are seeing to great-grandkids and grandkids and kids amok. Neighbor Leanne is behind closed doors, as seemingly always. And Ma in her kerchief, and I without cap, will some hour soon take a long nap, with visions of sugar plums half a century old, visions as new and fresh as the day they were born on the sweetly moist air of Birmingham, Alabama, fresh as the newborn red clay dust that will eventually settle over our dreamed landscape and bring us back to rest.